Oh God. Oh my God.
Look at how big my beer is. Ugh, it's so big.
I mean, compared to your head, which is ginormous, that's a big beer.
At 32 ounces.
Ooh. I just went and had happy hour dinner and drinks with my coworker, Alyssa. And we went to, since we're going to talk about pig today, this is kind of fitting because we went to like get fancy oysters and like fancy expensive food on happy hour that I generally can't afford.
You went highfalutin.
Yeah, they had a really zhuzhi like fucking White Castle burger, the steam burger.
Mm-hmm.
With like gourmet cheese.
Did it give you gourmet shits like a White Castle burger?
That's the only true form. Yeah, yeah, exactly. If we have to stop halfway through the podcast.
This podcast is an unofficial race your body competition.
Now the question is, were the little burgers, were they square?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did they have the holes in them?
No, but they were. It was steamed. It was a steamed burger.
I do love a steamed ham.
I like when I ordered it because it was like the steamed burger, and I was getting like we were getting oysters and stuff, and I was just like, I'm like, is this a Simpsons reference? And then when they brought it out, I'm like, wait, no, White Castle. This makes sense now.
What's the name of the joint you went to?
Canard.
This does sound highfalutin.
But no, it was super fancy. They had the cheapest pens though. Like Alyssa and I both got our bills and neither of our pens worked.
I respect the attention to craft.
And then the second place we went, they had a fondue. And I'm like, ooh.
Fun, don't mind if I do.
Exactly. And they did not bring us little plates. So I was precariously balancing dripping like hot cheese over my dress. And I'm like, this is less than ideal. I'm going to leave an angry review on Yelp that no one will read.
Oh, that's weak. You should have just let it drip and then used the bottom of the dress to like wipe your face, showing everybody you're Johnson.
Yeah, that's leveling up.
I mean, I'm wearing undergarments.
Coward.
It's not a kilt. It's also, as Nick and I had discussed previously to you getting on, Peter, it's fucking cold down here.
You mean in your nether region or?
Yes. Cold from inattention.
If I weren't wearing leggings I decided to give everyone a show, they wouldn't, it would have been shriveled. There wouldn't have been much to say.
Not if that hand, the waiter had gotten in there.
Soft waiter hands.
Yep.
That tip don't come cheap. Monetary tip. My tip comes cheap. I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
All right, pig it is. Pig wins. Next episode.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys. Glad we postponed until today.
I have stuff to say.
I saved something new up in here for when we talk about Joe, and we'll see if I remember it.
I had thoughts about both of these movies in regards to Nicolas Cage.
I mean, that. What do we do here, Sean?
Welcome back to Cage Magic, rolling around about where you're meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean, here with my co-host,
Nick.
And our producer,
Peter, hello.
And this week might be the best setup to that bit we've ever done.
Yeah, actually. I mean, it is, I guess, giving like the thesis, which we should do anyway, and don't most of the time.
Last episode, I didn't get into this till like the back 20 minutes.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
So, yeah. I'm impressed that it only took us almost 3 years to figure out how a podcast works, and we're almost done.
I mean, we got most of it figured out. You need microphones, I guess headphones.
They're called cans in the business, Peter.
I love a good can.
I do, too.
I've got a folded towel, just sitting here at the ready.
Oh, when the waiter comes?
Yeah. So I can put it over my waist for, discretion.
Yeah, it's modesty. Yeah.
I'm not fucking Pee Wee Herman out here.
It's like that fucking like baby bird that you have to eat like with a sheet over your head to hide your shame from God.
Oh, yeah. The ortolan.
Yeah. I know fancy food stuff.
Have you guys ever seen a duck press?
A duck breast?
Press. P-R-E-S-S.
No.
I'm imagining like a wine press, like a grape press, but for just with a bunch of ducks in it.
You like cook a duck and then you put it into this like medieval torture device that has like a whole bunch of screws and like cranks, and then it crushes and pulverizes the duck into a goo. And then I think you cook it somehow more than that, but I don't remember what else gets added to it. And then you eat that. It's like
you had me at goo.
So it's like a shittier panini press.
The panini press is already pretty shitty. Yeah.
But what if you could liquefy your panini and eat it that way?
That might be an upgrade, honestly, to a panini.
That's just like,
how many of us have owned a panini press?
I've owned a George Foreman grill. I mean,
if you count a George Foreman grill.
And then you just put a book on top of it, and that's a panini press.
Fucking Hornback once told me that every sandwich should be paninied. A panini press makes every sandwich better, and like the panini is the ultimate sandwich. I'm like, do you have a panini press? I'm like, and he said yes. And I'm like, how many times have you used it? And he's like, once. I'm like, that's everyone who's ever owned a panini press.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can make a case that like a toasted sandwich is potentially superior, but
okay, hold on. I want to say that Hornback using a kitchen appliance even once validates his existence.
Nothing validates his existence.
Not his, the panini press. Sorry.
The panini press, yeah.
Was it this podcast or just general chicanery when we came up with the paninis press? That seems like an orc.
It was not this podcast, but it does seem like an auric. It's to get the ridges.
So on this podcast, we talk about Nicolas Cage movies.
Obviously.
We started with a bracket of 64 films, narrowed it down to 32, then the Slick Teen. Now we're in the Master 8.
But you got to say it faster. The Master 8.
I don't get it.
The waiter does.
Ah, there we go. This week we are discussing Pig v. Joe, two movies that have three letters in the name.
And beards.
He's got a sidekick.
He does have a sidekick in both. It is kind of like a buddy movie in both cases.
And they both star Nicolas Cage.
That you too. Know, it's kind of sad that I immediately just, I didn't think of a mirror. I thought you were referring to Handpan.
As his kid's sidekick.
You know, that kid who was in the movie for one scene.
I do love Handpan.
What's a persimmon?
You fucking dumb kid.
Parents don't teach you anything anymore.
I still maintain that kid's going to wind up on a fucking milk carton one day.
Yeah, I mean, the total lack of stranger danger is pretty troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if a dude's in your backyard, he must be okay to talk to, though. Because why else would he be in your backyard?
I come across my fair share of unhoused people in the city, and generally they've all been quite polite. There's only been one guy. He came in hot. I got to a bar after a dinner thing, and pretty much as soon as I got in there, the bar back / bouncer just like ran into the bar, like locking it behind him. And like this other guy just like came in, like just slammed his hand against the glass and was like holding a Where's Waldo book up to it.
Because he was excited about finding Waldo.
I don't know. We were told the guy has a knife. He likes to show it to people, and they're like, "We're just not dealing with it tonight." We're all like, "Fair."
Not fair at all.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable choice.
I want to see the knife,
but I want to see if they found Waldo.
It's just that dickhead who circles Waldo in Sharpie on every page.
That shit bugged me. Do it at the
dentist's
much.
Office. Like, here you go, fuckers.
Yeah.
We all know that Nick was more of an oddlaw.
I do love oddlaw. I also love finding the wizard.
What was the dog's name?
Waldog.
Dogdo?
Wait, say yours again, Sean.
Dogdo?
I don't think that's a good word.
Yeah, obviously it's dill dog.
No, you're thinking of the dog from Dilbert. Woof. His name was Woof.
Dumb. That
doesn't follow convention.
Dill dog.
It does not. What was Lady Waldo?
Wenda.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'm pretty sure Waldo and Wenda are the same person.
Waldo does have kind of an It's Pat sort of vibe.
Yeah, I'm looking at a side by side right now. I mean, I'm the last person that can, you know, fucking throw stones in regards to this.
Yeah, for real.
I think I found our next Halloween costume. Group Halloween costume.
Make it a solo costume and just keep leaving the room and changing.
It always bugs me when large groups of people all dress up as Waldo to go out on Halloween. No, you all dress up as almost Waldo. And you have one person dressed fully as Waldo.
But everybody wants to be Waldo then. Only one person gets to be Waldo then.
Yeah, that's the bit.
Well, I don't think I want to do this costume with you.
All right, let's just all go as Hornback.
I do want to do that costume. I want to be two Hornbacks and a horse costume.
But we have to both show up as horse butts.
Yes.
I love this movie. I absolutely adore this movie still to this day. I don't have much else to say about it other than it's great. It continues to be great.
Yeah. One of these days I want to try. I mean, this doesn't have to be anything, but I just want to make the food from pig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. If it makes it to the final two, we should have that be served at the movie theater.
Sure. But only one item. Amir's disappointing French toast. It's like, sorry, I don't cook much.
Yeah, exactly. Set off the smoke detector.
I was just going to bring one salted baguette.
Yeah, actually, so the journey of Pig, it first went up against Left Behind.
Got Left Behind.
Which, maybe we got that one wrong.
No, we did not. That movie is so terrible. I was thinking about that because I was re-listening to the episode, and the only thing that was funny about that was that Nick got to make a lot of Left Behind jokes, and she was left behind.
Oh, yeah, that never gets old. Honestly, I like thinking back on Left Behind, like all the weird piles of clothes and like the way she like took her brother's clothes and backpack and was like carrying it around like it was going to rehydrate into him or some shit. Yeah. And like all the clothes like falling out of the sky in the mall or whatever, like as if everybody was like, oh, I'm getting raptured. Now is the time for me to jump off this like sky bridge. And like, oh, pants. Woo-hoo. It's raining pants.
I just think it's the parents who really didn't like those kids. And all of a sudden, those kids are gone and they're celebrating. They're just like, yes. And they chuck the stuff in the air.
Yeah, fuck your pants, Dad.
I'm just thinking about how detrimental actual Christians who aren't assholes that would actually get raptured. And I don't think it's as many as Thanos' snap would take out. I don't think the economy
well,
would be hit that hard from a rapture 50% situation.
50% of the world. So.
Yeah. That's
Thanos
true.
Had a pretty high.
Plus his snap was universal.
Yeah, but we're America. We don't care
America
about that.
America first. That's true. We always get raptured. What if God had it wrong or like had a speech impediment, and instead of rapturing everybody, he raptored everybody and we all got turned into raptors?
This is a Chuck Tingle situation.
I am 100% here for that religion. You have just invented a new religion.
Guys, Chuck Tingle is going to be at Emerald City Comic Con this year. So if you need to like go Excellent. Meet Chuck Tingle, that's the time to do it. Love is real. That's what he says. I think I've only listened to his podcast once or twice. It's pretty hilarious.
So let's see. What is your favorite meal from Pig?
Maybe the shitty takeout food that he gives to Edgar.
I don't know that. What was that thing he made that in the first one? Was that a risotto?
The rustic tart.
It does look pretty good.
Yeah, that looks good.
That one looks pretty good.
I want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to like live in a dirty cabin to make it. Like if I can just make that at home, that'd be great.
Wouldn't be rustic.
I mean, you could just start a fire in your courtyard and cook it out there.
You do have to have hands washed only loosely in a river.
Soap's overrated.
Yeah, it's all about friction.
I have an immune system.
Get that waiter over here.
What's it good for if I'm not putting it to work every once in a while?
Need me some friction.
Yeah. You need that farmer friend.
Yeah, those calloused hands will just blast the dirt right off.
I need your help starting a fire.
Yeah, just rub this stick between your palms. Oh, yeah, imagine just one of those until just sparks.
Let's see. So it went up against Left Behind, the Frozen Ground, and 8mm.
The Frozen Ground.
Frozen Ground was good.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad for like a just a Nicolas Cage quote unquote thriller or whatever. Like in retrospect, it's like maybe a C plus as a film goes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But in terms of things that got eliminated, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was pretty decent overall. And I mean, it did have 50 Cent in a wig, which is always a 10 out of 10.
I forgot about that.
I mean, 8mm really, I mean, we talked about this, got by as far as it did because of its matchups. Not that it doesn't deserve to be remembered fondly, but.
Yeah, I actually, it kind of has grown on me in retrospect, too. Yeah. Like, I think you guys liked it more than I did. And I've thought about that movie more than I thought that I would.
Yeah, it's a. I still enjoy 8mm. It's one that I would rewatch in the right mood, but which I don't know what the mood is for watching. Yeah.
You got to be in a Dino Velvet kind of mood.
Yeah, I got to want to hear like a lot of background Aphex Twin and whatnot.
I mean, so what's interesting to me is like Pig obviously is a very good movie. It's well regarded by everybody. It's very well regarded by us. It wasn't like a surprise necessarily, even though I think it's a surprise that we loved it as much as we did. And that sort of grew over time. I think that its path to this point has been kind of easy.
Yeah.
But it's also good. So
clearly it deserved. It was what, like a one seed for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the only one seed left in the race. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
It hasn't had any challenges up until theoretically this week.
Yeah.
Joe was much more hard fought to get here because Joe went up against some like good things.
Joe's path was tough. I mean, I'm biased because I thought Zandalee was great.
I love Zandalee.
Not saying Zandalee isn't great. It didn't deserve to go forward.
No, it didn't deserve to go forward over
there's
Joe.
There's not a world where Zandalee came out of this on top.
Yeah.
Just like in that movie.
I don't think Zan was exactly. A top at all. But remember Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, and then...
I forgot how could I forget? Spaghetti's in that movie. Kind of like in Con Air.
Boo.
I can't make an argument for him in Zandalee. I think he's just in it for some reason.
Yeah, he's just like a guy on a work crew, yeah. Pretty much, right?
Or no, he's on like work release or something, and then he runs away.
Yeah, that makes sense. Steals the TV.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Garland Green.
Maybe it's Garland Green. So yeah, Zandalee, and then it went up against Bringing Out the Dead, and then
great movie.
Yeah, totally. And then Leaving Las Vegas.
Also a great movie. Also a movie that you have to be in a really specific mindset to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I stand by the decision to have Joe go over that one. I think it's a great movie in general, but mostly because of the performance. You know, like, I just don't want to watch that movie ever again.
Oh yeah. My God, if I never have to hear Sting... start that damn song and never finish it.
That is sort of his MO.
Oh man.
Never stop, never stopping.
Fucking Sting with his non-complete agreements.
Yeah, how was watching Joe again this time?
I really liked it. Like I said, I did notice. Did you guys ever acknowledge how fucking short that other cop is in the background? Like when Earl is releasing Joe, and then there was a cop bringing in another guy. He's like 5 foot flat. Like this guy is fucking small.
Oh man. Now I want to watch that.
He's just
that.
Like kind of in the scene. And then you see him in the background, like booking somebody. And he looks like a bald child.
Holy shit. That guy is really short. He's like, the guy he's escorting is like 3 feet taller than him.
Oh, dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is tiny. I mean, oh God, what was the director on Joe again?
David Gordon Green.
I mean, he does have that thing for just like extras just being, you know, people.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty interesting. I really like that about him. And I mean, I think things have changed because now he's like directing the Halloween series and stuff like that, which is sort of strange. But his original like take was basically like slices of Americana and real life people. And sort of like the normal version of David Lynch.
How big's his head?
Not that big.
Oh. I mean, the thing that always stands out in this movie to me is just the physicality of Nicolas Cage in this film. He is a fucking brick shit house.
He looks natural at that size.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember the point I was going to make earlier that I completely forgot. It's just like, there's always that like view of like Nicolas Cage is this crazy guy, which, you know, fucking he is. But like, I feel like in this in like the serious category that we've set him up in specifically is where, I don't know if it's the directors, I don't know if it's just the roles he's picked for these, but like there's so much more of a commitment to so many of these characters, and like you really see the character actor work in like these in this category of the bracket in a way that I don't feel like you see outside of like maybe sure. a weatherman.
Certainly in the movies we've chosen to move forward, I would not say he committed much to Left Behind. You could say that his performance was left behind. That was a reach. I'm sorry.
It was. It's okay.
Who are you, me?
Welcome back to Cage Match, colon roundabout with Although, Nicolas Cage.
Well, you know, I mean, but then, you know, he's also been in like Captain Corelli's Mandolin, which he committed to.
Sure,
so
but
hard.
That was kind of a goofier film or a goofier role in that film.
I don't miss that movie.
I don't know that it's going to make a natural appearance in my life, but it was fine. Maybe a C minus.
I know. I feel like for when we do the double feature finale, we need to just go like find a loose bargain bin of DVDs and just put one under every seat. It's just a grab bag of miscellaneous Nick Cage DVDs.
I say we just lock the doors and make everyone watch Captain Curly's Mandolin so they can suffer like we did.
Okay, that's an interesting question that we're going to sidebar on. What movie other than Captain Corelli's, what two movies would you force everyone to watch that suck?
Jiu-Jitsu. 100% Jiu-Jitsu.
It's a double header of Jiu-Jitsu twice and then Jiu-Jitsu twice.
I don't know, Captain Corelli's. It's got charming moments. It's got the beach scene. It's got fun little moments. It's got him like not playing the mandolin for an extended period of time because he has to wait for the horn section.
Yeah. Boy, I know I would throw Primal in there. Oh, boy, I want to say Army of One would come back.
Yeah, I mean, my pick is definitely Prisoners of the Ghost Land.
Yeah. Gavana. Gavana.
I will always be ready for that.
I am so ready to show that. After doing this for like two more years, I am ready to like just go back to that.
I think another one that I would put into the conversation, just because it still makes me laugh so much now, is Next. It's like, yes. That movie sucks. It's so bad, but like it is pretty fun and funny.
It has the most exploding Jessica Albas of any film.
Which is zero of those. It's Beals.
Yeah.
Oh, Beals, yes.
I would be excited for some Drive Angry also. That scene of him getting laid and drinking and then getting into a gunfight while still getting laid was just too good.
All right, so let's see, Joe. My favorite scene still has got to be the buddy montage. It's just so funny and it's so stupid. And I hadn't remembered until re-listening to the podcast that when they go and talk to that lady about the dog, they're both just making the cool face. And I'm and like also very drunk. It's like, that is so funny to me. Just like, what did that lady think of
it's
these two
morons?
It's a dog
that looks like a cow. Well, lots of dogs can look like cows. I just love how Joe is just hitting on that lady too. So I go, call me sometime.
Oh yeah. It's like, yeah, let me write my number on this beer can. Basically.
While this drunk adolescent wanders around in your front yard.
Yeah, don't worry about it. He's cool.
Oh, and then she's like, asks Gary if he's driving, because clearly Joe was too drunk. It is really good.
This movie is really good.
The chemistry between Ty Sheridan and Nicolas Cage is terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really what it hinges on, right? Like, if you had a crappier teenage actor or a not Nick Cage in this role, no. I just don't think it plays the same.
I was coming into this kind of ready to be like, I don't like Nick Cage is great in this, but I was kind of ready to come into this just with, I don't know that this movie necessarily hinges on it being Nick Cage, but I just have like IMDb open up right now and I'm just watching like little vignettes of Joe just out of the corner of my eye, and just every look, every just little, like every little, just Nick Cage smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, no, it has to be that face. It has to be that fucking guy. I don't think that people really understand and appreciate how good of a physical actor he is. It's only something I'm coming to really kind of appreciate several hundreds of hours into this experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Nicolas Cage's physical performances are terrific. I think that's kind of like what his whole deal hinges on, like all of his freakouts, like they're big physical things that tie into the emotional experience that he's providing, but his physicality is just on point. And everything from like, yeah, Gone in 60 Seconds, Let's Ride, to fucking Ghost Rider.
But I mean, even beyond just like the memeable moments, I'm just looking at the cover of Joe and just like,
yeah,
the way he just holds his body, just like, it's so good. It's so like so many minor things that like the shadow of Nick Cage, the crazy man, I feel like really covers up, like for most people, how good he really is at his job.
Yeah.
Let's see. Any other new thoughts on Joe from either listening back to us or from watching it a fresh time?
I'm still not. And this is just a personal gripe. I'm still not really sold on just like getting a bunch of not actors to ad lib a bunch of lines.
Oh yeah, like the workers and stuff.
A lot of the like talk around Joe and just the Joe. Yeah. Joe, like them saying Joe for every other word. I'm just like,
yeah. That's certainly far more evident when you've got subtitles on. Cause when it's just background patter, it's whatever. They do say his name a lot, but some of it I enjoy because, well, I've worked with people just like them. And so like the whole Slim Jim and salami conversation, yeah, that gets me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's some really funny, good ad lib stuff from that.
Yeah. And I know, like, I know it's all meant to like show a bit like a much more kind of like real feeling and down to earth thing, but I can, you know, suspend disbelief. So it just like, it just distracts me from other things. And again, that's a personal gripe. And
toned it down and cleaned up art a little bit of it. Just made it more background, but didn't have to be so direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only other thing about this movie that I like probably would change or reduce or adjust a little bit is his relationship with that woman who comes and stays with him for a period of time. Like, doesn't do enough for me.
Yeah.
And then she's just sort of gone.
I mean, I think that just goes to show like this is just who he is to a lot of people.
For sure.
Like, yeah. Even Ty Sheridan, he's just like, he's just the one guy who kind of has his shit together, who feels responsible for other people.
It seems like the only person, right, he, like, aside from Gary, the only person he ever had any kind of like desire to be around was Merle.
So just in regards to like getting here and just these kind of being the culmination of like what we've determined are his like serious films. I think in regards to like what comedy wound up being, you know, there's a case that a lot of those probably could have worked their way in here. I don't know. Both these movies are so good for just his gravitas. Like I said earlier, I don't know if it's the director or just how much he cares about like these roles that just bring out these performances. I thought about the interview where he talks about doing Spider-Verse and how he kept doing the lines, and you know, the director was like, give me more, and tell eventually like, oh, you just want me to go full Nick Cage. It's just like, so one, he, you know, he's in on it, but like when we get those like really zany performances, it seems maybe at this point in his career, like a little more like that's what he's hired to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was something that came up. God, I hate having to reference this in G-Force when he was like, oh, I can be anybody. I'll be the mole because then I can use a different voice and I don't have to just be Nicolas Cage. I can be Speckles.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Speckles. Yeah.
The nudes.
Nudes.
That is also a movie I end up thinking about more than I should.
Same. Fucking, I was in the gym the other day and I could not stop just chuckling about the Croods too. Fucking the Punch Monkeys.
Punch Monkey scene is great. I love that clip of them just shoveling food into their gobs.
I was thinking about that.
I completely forgot that we ever watched that movie. And
that movie is a fucking,
I mean,
that movie slaps.
That's fine to say.
That movie slaps
is an insult to movies that indeed slap.
Well, it slaps and it punches and it kicks. Probably bites.
Not as bad as G-Force, but
I'm still surprised though with like those like family animated films that like he still comes hard in the recording booth.
That's quite a sentence, Sean. Going, oh, you want a full Nick Cage? All right. So, did you have other comparative thoughts for Joe and Pig?
They both have food.
They're both depressing, but end uplifting. I mean,
neither of them end well for Nicolas Cage. I don't feel like he's come out ahead on either one.
I think he comes out ahead in Pig. He makes a friend. He's kind of like gets to process.
Yeah, he's processing a little bit of his trauma. Yeah.
I mean, he comes out the other side.
Okay,
like,
so if Pete died, but I made another friend who was going to talk and be annoying, does that make me come out ahead? Maybe Pete's the wrong one to, if somebody we all liked died, but you got to have one other friend. Yeah.
And then we hot swapped them out.
If Pete died,
clearly Pete is the pig in this situation. I don't think just getting a new friend means he comes out ahead.
He also gets a new pig.
He doesn't get a new, he hasn't gotten a new pig.
What?
Isn't that like at the end? You hear a new pig.
That's a weird thing to say about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I don't think he gets a new pig at the end. Like he might get a pig in the future, but he never needed the pig.
Like not at the end of the film, but like he does get another pig eventually. Like they allude to that.
This is like learning about Smalls's fake backstory from Nick.
Yeah, except for Smalls's fake backstory was fucking good. I think you've found more in it than I did, because the way I see it is he didn't get his friend back. He may have gotten a new friend, but this new friend is clearly annoying. And he's going back to the woods to be by himself again. But he will see Amir on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Sean. I find this movie more on the uplifting side than Joe. I mean, like, Joe ends because Gary is like, oh, I'm coming out of the bad side of things. And, you know, life might not be totally shit. Joe ends, you know, in a sad way, but sort of uplifting way to me. And I don't know, I just feel optimistic for some reason. It seems like or Pig ends with me feeling more optimistic.
I think, yeah, I think Pig has a beautiful ending. It has just a beautiful story about like loss and just humanity and the people around us and how we'd never lose them.
I think it's about Pigmanity, but that's, again, difference of opinion.
All right, so should we put it to the vote?
I mean, I'm never going to be, you know, I mean, I'm never going to be unbiased about this. Pig is my favorite film from this entire, like, thing we've done. So it's hard for me to vote against that in this context. Fair. And also when it comes down to like what's a movie I'm going to suggest to most people, it's going to be Pig more often than Joe, and that I've suggested everyone I've talked to about Nicolas Cage watch Pig.
Yeah, Pig's got the, I think, the stronger script, the better performance, better story. I really like Joe. But
everyone likes Joe, except that one guy.
Yeah, but he probably has reason. He went through a windshield at 4 a.m. Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck.
But yeah, you know, I'm all for Pig here. It's a terrific film. I love watching it. And I would love other people to love watching it. Next person who watches it, tell me if there's a pig noise at the end.
100% is a pig noise at the end.
All right, so Pig is the winner. Shocking, yeah, huge shocking development turn of here. Events.
Is it?
No. Yeah, so Pig will be going up against either Wild at Heart or Vampire's Kiss, which, interesting head-to-head.
Yeah, it's going to start getting weird.
Yeah.
I mean, next we're doing the weird movies, but I mean, just the matchups are going to start getting
action versus comedy, weird. Serious versus weird.
I will say, okay, so going back to my weird, like, fucking brain fart earlier in terms of, like, Nicolas Cage's physical acting and just the presence he brings to a movie, I have rethought my take on Con Air and him not being necessary for that role. Like, no, it just, that big dumb head needs to be, is Cameron Poe.
Yep. There's no other Poe.
No. I'll admit when I'm wrong about this.
This one thing, I finally admit the truth.
Not primal. I will never admit that's good.
But you'll admit that it's necessary.
I will rewatch it again. I do want to watch it with you, Nick, just because I think watching it alone for this was not the mindset to watch that in.
Well, you're in luck because I bring it with me everywhere I go.
There you go. Nick is going to be over in 10 minutes.
15. I'm on the bottom of Portland.
Yeah.
There you go.
This time.
Well, you can come find us on social media at @cage_match_pod or Patreon at @cagematchpod. Thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. And to our cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and Cameron. Whew. Not my best.
You can clean it up in post.
I won't.
Pigs have corkscrew penises.
I thought that was ducks.
They do too.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Nature isn't so cool and unique. Lots of animals have corkscrew penises. Raccoons have a bone in their wiener.
Oh, the pig manatee.
Yes. I still think it would be great if Wallace and I did a horse costume, like team dress up, and he could be the horse's head and I would be the horse's ass, but He's only a foot tall, so it would be hilarious. Yeah, Wallace is a dog.
You know, I Googled Wenda to see if that was right, and this is like one of the first images that showed up in the Google preview. Make
me look at the thing.
So, dear listener, it is Wenda sitting on the toilet, waving happily.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't click on that.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I'm on hotel Wi-Fi. I don't need them knowing I'm looking at that shit.
I think a rough one that would be like a lock the door and everyone would have to suffer is Bangkok Dangerous.
That movie's just so boring. I mean, Zandali.
And it's like just in the middle of the most mid. No, Zandali's a good secret one.
What, you don't want to show anybody?
Yes, it's for me only. That's my precious.
Yeah, no, mid is the best way to describe Bangkok Dangerous. Like, y'all shat on it so much, and I'm just like, this movie is so... It is what it is, which is ultimately nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... That's the problem.
It's not bad and it's not great. It's just fucking...
It's just nothing.
Yeah, it's lukewarm tap water. It's yesterday's tap water.